Actually, can I do one more comment just with homophobic remarks?
Yep.
This is very funny that it's coming from a website that's actually named themselves Behind Big Brother.
Hey everyone, it's day 84 in the Big Brother Australia house, and Ryan Fitzgerald is a twat.
All insults aside, really, what were you thinking putting that at the end of that interview?
If you haven't listened to it, go back, download the O Brother podcast, obrother.com.au, download the Fizzy one, and listen to the whole thing. It's just, they weren't even talking about the subject anymore, and then he just brings it up like his brain has just caught on 5 minutes later that he's got something extra to say, and totally unnecessary to say it. Anyway, I just,
and it basically invalidated everything he said about not being homophobic.
I don't necessarily think he's homophobic. He's just playing that gay card, you know, haha, it's funny, but there's a point, and when you're on television where I'm sure a lot of people look up to him or think, you know, he's cool, you can't really say those things. So I don't know, but what a dick. And then we've got a few emails today about things that he said on Friday Night Live. Apparently during the 70s thing, he had this fake cramp, and then Mike came up to him and held his leg in the air and pushed it back, and then Ryan said something along the lines of, that reminds me of what it was like when I was in drag. And it's like, and he used the drag thing to validate, oh, I'm not homophobic because I went in drag.
Which we later found out the only reason he dressed in drag was because he lost a bet on his radio show.
It's not like he just does it for fun, although that would be interesting. He was a very ugly drag queen, I may say. Not the best photo of Ryan. But I don't know, I think he's just a little behind the eight ball. The sharpest crayon in the pack.
A lot of what he says, I don't really think he realizes the implications. And I guess it's just the way he's been brought up. He's sort of normalized that making crude jokes like that is acceptable humor. And really, in 2007, it's crossing a few lines.
Yeah, and I know I didn't find it offensive at all. I just think.
I did. And that's why I did that big beat up.
I can understand where you're coming from being saying the things, but to me, I guess I'm just so used to slurs, I guess you could say, like that, that it doesn't really bother me, but still he shouldn't have said it. And that's what it comes down to.
So on that topic, and we've been copying a lot of positive and negative flack about this one, is how the site's becoming really sensationalised and tabloidistic, and how we're whinging about every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the final weeks of Big Brother and nothing is happening. So we're just trying to put a little spark in it.
I just can't even... If something good was happening, we report it. And we'll... On the podcast and on the forums, and you can see, and we do say positive things. It's just, there's so much negative, and there's just, why hold ourselves back? I mean, really, we don't have any reason to not hold back. And if we're going to report about something dodgy, well, then we'll report about it. The site's winchy, but if you don't want to read the articles, look at the headline and then don't read them. I mean, I do think we are a little bit whingy, but if you're getting...
We're quite whingy.
Yeah. But I mean, if we're getting spoon-fed this inferior product that is just being recycled and it's just using overused tactics or whatever you want to call them.
And we keep getting quoted. The Daily Telegraph is just lapping this up. They keep quoting us.
And our forums, which we'll mention a little bit later, but... And we're not the only ones that think this. It's not like we're two people or like the Behind Big Brother staff are the only ones who think that this season isn't up to scratch. All the other podcasts think the same, as well as a lot of the people on the forums. There are the ones who do think everything is positive, great, wouldn't change a thing. Good on you. But we just think there's things that could be changed and could be done better.
I've been sitting back and I find it quite interesting to watch. It's sort of reflective of the whole Big Brother audience. everybody is so quick to vote out sort of the sensationalized, interesting people from the House. And then when we put sensationalized, I guess you could say, interesting stuff on the website, everyone cracks the shits.
Mm.
So I don't know. Maybe the Australian public wants boring people on television and then wants to complain about them being boring.
We don't have to put up with boring people, though, and boring television. The only way, sometimes the only way to get things fixed is to complain. And we can't protest about it, like, so we're just going to complain.
Take back Big Brother.
Yeah, and we have every right to. So, well, yeah, we're the people that watch the show. We're the ones that help the show get money. So we can complain if we want to. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
So, Kyle Sanderlands is coming on Big Brother.
Really don't think we need to even go any further. That's
Do we
just
need a segment on this?
I want to vomit all over my television screen. Why, oh, why is he going in? There is absolutely no need. Idol gets so well promoted everywhere on banners. Huh? Who?
Oh, I was
going to
say pause it when you finish talking
because
I'm getting the
dogs running. Oh, I'll just keep going. Idol gets so well promoted and advertised that there's no need for someone to go in and make a promotion. And everywhere it's been mentioned on all the news websites, it's been Kyle Sandlands, Idol judge. Like, we all know who he is. He's just a big twat. And there's no need for him to go in the house to stir up things. And I'm pausing this.
Okay, I'm back in the room.
Yeah.
So, that certain Friday Night Live host who isn't too nice to us, and we're not too nice to him, he said, apart from his little jab at us in that podcast interview with Tim Brunero, he said that he thinks this whole ploy, and side note, I don't think he realizes how many people listen to Tim Brunero's podcast. Mm. He said that this whole ploy is just a way to improve Kyle's radio ratings.
Because apparently it's going down or whatever.
Well, it is, because I read the other day they were taken over by, I don't know. There's so many stupid drive time radio shows that I don't even listen to them.
Anyway, they got taken over. And it doesn't surprise me. Who is he? He's just this idiot who tries to stir up shit, but doesn't really at all. He's not even... He doesn't
should
even
learn a lesson from us about stirring up shit.
Yeah. Hack into the 3 months, whatever.
You did not hack.
I know, I'm joking. Just so wrong. Why would Big... I have some hope in Big Brother that Kyle was the one that contacted them and said, let's do some cross-promotion. Not the other way around. Whoops, sorry about that, bang. It's just so idiotic. There is no need for anyone else to go in the house. Yes, the house is boring. No need to throw someone in. Just make an interesting task that'll cause some friction.
And to top the whole thing off, it's already been done. They did it in 2002 in Celebrity Big Brother, and Kyle even did broadcast his radio show then as well.
That's what I was going to mention. Changing the rules, totally against that. I can't think of anything worse. The last rule of Big Brother, yes, Big Brother has the right to change rules anytime. That's the same with any rules anywhere. But these are the...
This
the
is
vital
the format. This is what different TV stations and Endemol branches around the world buy. They buy this format.
And those are the fundamental rules that hold the entire format of the show together. The whole idea is that people don't get to contact the outside world, and you see how they interact in such a confined space. Letting them out and... look, we don't know how it's going to work right now, but I can imagine they will be featured on the show and may have callers or something that are pre-screened or just some garbage. They don't need to talk to anyone. They're doing fine. Just throw in a task, cut their food or give them cold water or leave the lights on at night. Just cause some friction. No, why send in an idiot who's fat?
Well, that seems to be their explanation for everything. Whenever something's boring, chuck another one in. Yeah. Chuck another one in.
They don't have any intruders left, so they're going to chuck in a radio.
Kyle must be worth 5 intruders. Let's chuck him in.
Yeah. And him getting to be in this other room and allowed to smoke, at least make him live like a housemate.
I know.
It's just so full of flaws. And our poll on the official website. I mean... our poll on the front page of Behind Big Brother has got 4 zillion votes against the whole idea, and that they couldn't think of anything worse.
And it seemed to be so worthy of mention. The Daily Telegraph did an article on the poll results.
Quoting people from our forum saying that they want to vomit. But I completely feel the same way. When he, like, walks out onto the screen, I am just going to explosively vomit all over my
projectile
lounge room. Yeah, and then I'll just vomit my whole week's food up. It's just so wrong and so unnecessary. I honestly didn't think the series could get any worse. And
well, that's right. I wrote in that ranty blog entry that I put in the blog section. Every time this happens, all of us staff members go into our private forum, our secret forum, and say, how could they possibly top this? How could it get any worse? And they manage it every single time.
I'm just so... I had lost hope earlier in the season, and I was thinking, you know, it's the end of season, it's getting better. It's really not.
One positive thing, I thought things were really turning around. The news task was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, news task was good.
And then...
let's throw Kyle Sanderlands in. And...
you know how when we went on...
I'm just so angry about it.
Not to sound braggy or anything, but you know that time we went on Big Brother UK?
Oh, yeah,
and we were
time.
On TV in the UK?
Yeah.
And we... Dermot, the host of the show over there, said to us, oh, we hear Big Brother Australia is pretty crap. This must be those moments in time when the UK people and possibly even UK production staff, their Big Brother, watch ours and just think, what the hell? What the hell do you think are they doing?
Mm. I hate to always mention Big Brother UK, but they are an ideal season where the fundamental rules have not been changed. The series changes so much year to year, season to season, sorry, but they keep the same rules. There's no contact with the outside world. Davina, the host, never goes inside. She's only, even on nominations, she's not there. It's just her on eviction night saying, and the person leaving tonight is such and such, I'll see you in half an hour, cut off. Does not speak to the housemates at all. And that's the relationship that these Australian housemates need to have with the outside world. No relationship. They're in an isolated area with cameras and microphones. And the whole idea is that we see how they interact. Not how they interact with Kyle Sandilands' shock jock. Note, I use that to him very loosely. We need a vomit sound.
I think we're doing quite nicely with screams. I'm sure he's quite used to that type of response from women.
I just can't stand him. And just to sum it up, there's no need for Kyle Sandilands to be in the house.
On a related topic, product placement and all this cross promotion, blah, 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 blah. I don't think Australia might be the worst, but there are a few Big Brothers that come in close. I was watching Big Brother Germany the other day. I think it was Tag 80, which means day 80.
Tag 80. No, wait, that's action. What's day 80? I don't know.
And they had a little... I was quite shocked, actually. I was because I just downloaded an episode randomly.
80. Tag 80.
Yeah, yeah. In the middle of the episode, there was like an alarm. Because it was in German, I didn't understand what was going on. But there was an alarm, and they had this little mini game between two of the housemates' Friday Night Lifestyle where they had to suck ping pong balls with straws and put them on glasses or something. Anyway, the winner won a pink PlayStation. We'll bleep that. No, we won't, because then they don't know what we're talking about. They won a pink PlayStation. They took it into the house and were bragging to all the housemates, look, I won it, and I figured they were going to play it in the house and everything. So I guess if we're going to be slightly positive about the show, I guess Australia's not that bad when it comes to plugging products, but really they're going the wrong way about it.
I did mention that maybe last podcast or a few weeks ago, this year has been very good with the lack of product placement, and that is a plus. Even like the Wii in the rewards room doesn't get mentioned at all. I only noticed it because I saw the controller, and then when Jamie mentioned it.
honking the horn of the car.
That was really funny. Egg.
And now that we have the new ads where Mike Goldman is on screen advertising the chicken treat roll-ups and asking, I may say, I bought one the other day and didn't get a code to go online.
Great.
I was really going to enter and I was going to win and I didn't get a code. But the shows are another kettle of Gretel.
Another Gretel of fish.
I just wrote on my hand, and I'm going to butt in Friday Night Live because I was remembering. Fuck, what was I talking about? Oh, wait, cut that bit. I can't remember what I was writing.
I'm not going to cut it. I just break it. I can't be bothered editing these things anymore. I'm over it. I'm jaded over the series. I have notes here. My next note is. The finale.
Oh, I remembered.
Oh, Jesus. Wait.
There goes. I remembered. Okay, this week on Friday Night Live, the winner was guaranteed a place in the final week. The winner of Friday Night Live, Big Brother said, you know, you want to win because if you get through the next eviction, the eviction on Sunday, you are guaranteed a place in the final week of Big Brother. Here is where I see the problem. The housemates this week pick who is being evicted. If they're smart, they're just going to pick the person who's won Friday Night Live, which means they've got them out of the final week for sure. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's a good concept. But if the housemates are smart and the housemates think about it, even though they can't talk about it, if they think about it, and I don't know how the eviction is going to work, but hopefully they have to give reasons to why they want these people to be evicted. And hopefully in front of everyone else, they can say, well, because if you've got a place guaranteed in the final week, and everyone else will go, oh, yeah, and then do it. So...
I don't think the housemates are that smart.
Nor do I. I'm hoping. I've got fingers and toes crossed that this is going to happen. You know, my hopes aren't very high. But that's the first thing that I could think of. When as soon as Big Brother said, and the winner of Friday Night Live is guaranteed a place, I thought, well, they get to kick someone out. Smart thing to do would be to kick the person out who's won Friday Night Live, which means they don't have this twist on nominations either. You've gotten rid of it. Even though they do, but they, whatever.
Speaking of people in the final week, finale speculations and requests. Well, not requests, but what would you like to see?
Requests, Travis doesn't win, Joel dies. Does it die? I don't condone dying, but I don't want them to win. I really don't want anyone to win.
It's like this. I don't want Joel or Zoran to die. I just don't want them to live anymore.
Yeah, I just don't want their heartbeats to continue. I can't see anyone that I want to win.
I guess I have to pick
Except
Alicia.
Zach.
Zach.
If I had to pick someone, actually, no, I take that back. I do want Zach to win.
Yeah, for all the bashing that we gave him beforehand.
Yeah, I want him to win. I think he's a great housemate, and I hope that he does. I just... Zoran, no. Have you seen his tan line? It's really bad. He's spending too much time in the sun.
Terrible tan line, not wither material.
Michelle, I'd like to see her close to the end, but is that even... Michelle's not even a name. Who am I talking about?
The Alicia.
One. No, the other one. The camel toe
Danielle.
One. Danielle. Michelle. Danielle, I would like to see close to the end, but I think she'll be kicked out pretty soon. She's done well to get this far, though. Did you see she was... you wouldn't have watched it on Friday Night Live. She, when they had to wear the latex suit, she went into the diary room and said, Big Brother, I've got a serious case of the camel toe, so I'll be wearing shorts during this clip.
Was this broadcast live?
No, it was like a clip from Friday Night Live. Don't want Travis to win at all. Joel,
okay, well, I was talking about this on the forums, and I've already posted about it. Travis will win.
Yeah. People keep saying to me when I say, who do you think is going to win? Travis will win. Oh, no, he won't. No, who would want to vote for him? Everyone wants him to win.
Travis will win. All the betting agencies say he'll win. It means he will win. And not to sound like I'm giving a big plug to Lassiter's sportsbook.
But they're always right. All of the betting agencies are right. Not just that one. They are always right. And Travis has been hot favourite from the very beginning.
They have thousands of dollars at stake. Millions, maybe. They have to have it right.
Yeah. He just will win because people will be like, oh, he's the Aussie larrikin and he's done so well in the house. He's never caused a fuss because he runs away from confrontation.
And he just ips and ups, ups his way through things.
The only thing that Michelle got right in the house was when she said Travis leaves the room when there is any confrontation. And it's true. Watch. Next time there's an argument, Travis just gets up. I'm a little bit tired. Yeah, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah, I got these rocks. I'm cute. And...
I've got this birdie and...
Okay, what was I going to say before? Yes, he will win. And I was scratching my head the other night, and the only positive I could come up with was at least he has a family to spend it on. He has a kid.
Yeah, true. He have two.
But then I also noted in my forum post that I take my comment back entirely if he goes out and buys... I just noticed that. He goes and buys himself a car and a widescreen TV and doesn't spend it on
crack.
His kid. He... buy it on some meth for those long truck driving hauls.
With MDMA here and there. Oh, yeah, I guess that is a positive for him winning, but I don't think the public are going to see it that way.
Oh, another person on the forums, I forget who it was, did bring up another point for what I said. It's not as though some of the other housemates might have kids someday as well, which is true as well.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think they'll do on the finale show? They're gonna do that Channel 10 news thing again.
Yeah,
it's a good idea, but it's a bit worn out.
I did like the idea. I think it's a great way for them, for the producers or whoever, to prepare the housemates for things when they get out. At least they've got some idea of what did happen on the outside. I know that would be my biggest problem if I was in the house, not knowing, not being able to read the newspaper every day and see what's going on.
I just had this really cruel brain flash. Imagine if Emma stayed to the end of the show and then Sandra Sully appears on the screen and said, "Hello, housemates, here is your news. Emma, your dad is dead."
I mean, that is a horrible thing to say.
I'm a horrible person.
I think it's going to be stock standard, walking down the thing, fireworks going off, meet all the housemates, whoever wins punches Michelle in the face as they're walking down, runs her over in the buggy.
Wouldn't it be funny if at the end of the show, Gretel again says, "Will we be back for next year? I don't know."
Who knows? My contract expires. the usual, you know, KFC twisters flying out of firework machines.
Did that happen?
No. An explosion of twisters. Reminds me of that Photoshop that Josh made back in the day when the chicken treat twisters were first announced, with Gretel holding the microphone and he replaced it with a twister. Make sure you bleep twister. I don't expect big things at all. I just think it's going to be stock standard. Well, we have had word, this is the interesting thing, I don't think we posted on the site, we probably shouldn't even talk about it, but whatever, that apparently there's going to be four housemates on the last night, and then they're going to cull them down there. Usually there's only two or three. One goes on Saturday, and then there's two left for one day. That's how it usually works. Apparently there's going to be four on the final night, which could be interesting. Hopefully they have something up their sleeve.
That's what they do on Big Brother UK, have four on the final night.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're doing it that way. Or a cool idea would be to have four and then instead of culling them off one by one, just be like, "And the winner is such and such." And then everyone else can be just like, "Oh."
No, they won't do that.
I know. They were going to drag it out for 3 hours or 4 hours or however long they're scheduled for. And the tickets have gone on sale for the audience that night. And apparently there's no banners allowed whatsoever.
Hmm.
That's what people were talking about on the forums, which I can understand if Emma was still in the house. You know, they'd have to cover up the whole dad thing. But I don't see why there shouldn't be any banners for other things. Maybe because there's so many more viewers on finale night that banners possibly promote products. I don't know.
But totally no unrelated. You can now buy your Behind Big Brother t-shirts.
Yeah. Car stickers. I'm the only one with a car sticker. No one's noticed it, though. It was so small. Oh, well.
Finally, before we go, because we're at 25 minutes-ish.
We have nothing to say.
I want to drag up a good point made by RealityCast.
Oh, that's right.
We have Gasp.
Yeah, Gasp, we are mentioning other podcasts. No, we've always mentioned other podcasts.
I don't know if they're still angry at us, but I still listen to RealityCast, and they brought up a really good point. Let's play the clip.
We couldn't find it.
But the thing is, we get numb to it. Week after week,
we
it's
do.
The big twist that's going to change the game in the house. You won't believe what's going to happen. Every year, this year is going to be unlike any other. The housemates are different. The tasks are different. And what Big Brother promises, he delivers. Well, you know, hello.
And we eat it up. We accept it.
No. Look, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And so next year, you know, even if it's on, I'm not sure that Reality Cast should cover it.
Which got me to thinking, I've been having doubts about continuing with our Big Brother site.
Even did this year you were thinking, well, we have taken a more bloggish approach, I guess, a lot more laid back and relaxed feel, but I don't know. I think the fan sites do quite well, and the podcasts are a great way to get views from other people if you don't want to spend your days trawling the forums. But
yeah,
it
yeah.
really depends. It just I think the site will, you know, the site's not, we're not going anywhere. We're not just going to shut the whole thing down. But
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Someone could steal our domain. It's just, I guess we've just got to see how next season goes. I've said this at the beginning of this year, I want a huge reshuffle, and they need new people, they need new ideas, they need fresh ideas. Hire some younger people. Have like a session with younger people or people from a whole range of age groups, nationalities, backgrounds, etc., and get ideas. Why can't they do that?
They've got a survey on the official website right now, but basically all it is like, which sponsors did you remember? What was your favorite thing about Big Brother?
Yeah.
And tell us what we want to hear.
They use all the information for the advertising packs. If you haven't seen it, the advertising pack for this year is hilarious. It just mentions how many... It goes on to mention how many hits the official website had last year and how...
Hits or unique visits?
I think it had unique... I don't know. It had one of... I think it was unique visitors, but it had like a graph over the season of how many visitors the site gets, and it's a great way to promotion. Note the month that the turkey slap happened, the visitors were like...
That was the same for us as well.
Yeah, I know, exploding, and everyone would be like, wow, they get so many visitors. No, someone just slapped someone in the face with their testicles, and that is why they got visitors.
I'm the same. My whole attitude is... I really don't want to put any more effort into this if Big Brother continually spits in the audience's face.
I mean,
and the majority of people watching Big Brother at the moment open their mouths and let Big Brother spit in their mouth and swallows it. And sounds like a bit of a porno, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, I do.
And if they want to do that, that's fine. But it's not really something I want to do.
At the end of the day, I do enjoy the show sometimes, and I do think it's a great concept. And it's, you know, and people have said, who was it? Someone official said that they don't see the series ending anytime soon, or the Australia version ending anytime soon. And there's no reason for it to end. Once again, take a look at the UK season. It's in season 8, and it's going great. It gets more viewers.
Even the American version's in season 8, and that's been fairly unsuccessful. It's had its ups and downs.
So there's no reason why it should finish. It should get better. If the fans put the effort in, voting... you know, buying merchandise from sponsors, buying stuff from the official website, buying premium. The fans put the effort in. Why can't they put a little bit of effort out? Spend some of the money that they made and...
You need to put your phone on silent.
I don't actually know where silent is on this phone. So, you know, we're putting the effort in. Why can't Big Brother put in the effort too? Please. I'm begging you. If you have any thoughts, comments, voicemails you want to send in, our voicemail line's broken, they're not going to come back. Email us, podcast@behindbigbrother.com. Check out the other podcasts, as we mentioned, Reality Cast. There's also Big Brother Weekly, and...
They're linked on the podcast page.
Yeah, podcast page. I can't remember the other one, I'm sorry. Oh, Brother. And, yeah... Business Snatchcast. There's a new episode coming out. It might be out tonight, today, I think. Actually, she sent me a MySpace message about it. And fingers crossed that this eviction tonight, what day is it? Saturday. Tomorrow night will work well. Carl Sanderland's... Nah. I'm just going to... Maybe I should, like, put myself into a meth-induced coma on Sunday night just before... Just after Carl enters, so I'll just forget about it. It would work. Anyway, ciao.
Kyle Sanderlands.